episode 1172, Find Serenity in Change.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. How is your week going? I pray it's off to a wonderful start. Maybe it's a little chaotic, but today you're going to find serenity and change. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for The Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when the going gets tough, find serenity in change. Have you already had just an absolutely crazy week? You can find serenity even in the chaos, a calm that surpasses all understanding. Sometimes it's not about the change, but the wisdom of deciphering what you control. Don't beat yourself up when you fall at every turn, when you fail at every curveball. You might even be extremely focused on what you really want to change, that anything different than what you really want only upsets your peace. What happens to you when things don't go your way? Have you already had a confrontation this week? And you're like, I'm not even 48 hours into the week. Now, some of you, maybe you're thinking it's more like 72 hours because you count Sunday. However you count your weeks. But if you're looking at Monday through Friday only, what craziness is happening? Because it seems like every single time we turn on the TV, we flip into our social media feed, whether we pick up a newspaper, whether we're driving down the road, it's chaos. I was actually on my way to pick up my boys from school today, and I'm driving out of my driveway. And understand that we moved from, you know, up north, down south, and we're more in a city now. Where before we were more rural and it was a very, very small community, very intimate. Now it's a much bigger city. So for us to hear sirens, it's very typical. Well, I'm driving out of the driveway and I happen to glance over my shoulder to the road that's sitting right there by our house. We're actually off of a main road and I see two police cars and the lights are going. And all of a sudden, we have this field that's open, this open lot right next to us. And there is a minivan in the middle of it. And I had to stop and think and go, oh my gosh, they're not on a road. Something must have happened. Well, I didn't do anything, meaning I didn't go out and check to see what was going on because there were already two police cars that were there. So I did not want to get in the way. So understand that it seemed like everything was under control. But when I was looking at the situation, I was like, oh my gosh, what would I have done? And my mom and niece are visiting. And so my mom was actually in the car with me to, you know, ride with me to go pick up the boys. And we started talking. And she's like, hun, I bet something medically happened. Because there was no reason why this person would have just gone off. It was only this one car. They veered off. They knocked over a for sale sign. And there they sat in the middle of an open lot, a field. Are you sitting in an open lot today not knowing how you got there? Wondering, am I ever going to get to where I want to be? I'm so tired of feeling out of control. I'm so tired of just tired that I have to change everything. As actions and habits are uprooted, because they're going to be, keep your focus on what you can control. I promise you, nothing is impossible. So that means change is possible. I was doing a little research on a very familiar prayer. You've probably heard of it, the Serenity Prayer. And I discovered that it was written by an American theologian. I don't know if I can pronounce his name right, but I'm going to do my best. And if you want the spellings, head over to my show notes and createyournow.com and you will see it in there. But his name is Karl Paul Reinhold Niebuhr. He was born in 1892. And passed away in 1971. A young man at 78 years old. Now, I also learned something new, that it became popular through Alcoholics Anonymous. So let me read that prayer to you. It's the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. You are loved where you are, right now, in this moment, change or no change. And yes, you can still definitely make a change, but you are not loved more or less because of that change. And I think that's where we get all messed up in our minds, that we have to create this perfection, this persona, that this is who we're supposed to be. And this is who we present ourselves as and say, hello world, here I am. But you know what you need to do? Rest in the loving arms of the peace that surpasses all understanding. Where do you get that? It's through Jesus Christ, through God, as he wraps his loving arms around you. Find your serenity, and you can find it in change. Philippians 4:6 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Change is not easy, but what you control is well known. Take the wisdom you have and accept what can be changed and those things that cannot be changed. Don't get wrapped up in the little petty stuff that is only holding you back. Don't worry about it if you fall off the wagon. If you fall down, get back up. It may take you a few tries till you figure it out. Did you actually ride your bicycle for the very first time when you got on it? Probably not. I know when I was riding my bicycle and learning, I learned on a gravel road. My knees did not appreciate every fall that I took, but guess what? I learned to ride a bike back then, and I can still ride one today. You can do it. So don't get wrapped up on the little things, the pebbles in life, the rocks that you may, you know, fall and get in the wounds. And, you know, yeah, they're going to be there, and it's yucky and it doesn't feel good. But don't stay there. Smile bigger, because you know what you control. You got this. Accept the hardships, because it's part of the journey, and direct your heart and your mind to the one who can change anything, God himself. He's got you today and every day. There's no stopping you. You are unstoppable. Find serenity and change and impact with greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.